Reviving Donald Trump's Gaza peace plan. That was Washington envoy Jared Kushner's goal in Israel, where he met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for talks on Monday. Speaking to Fox News, he said that the negotiations were advancing.
We could be seeing progress, you know, as much as in as little as 30 days, hopefully on, you know, starting to take some of the weapons out and hopefully, filling in some of the tunnels as well in the next 60 to 90 days as well. So progress could come quite soon, but we do need cooperation from both sides. And we're going to hopefully get through this.
During Monday's talks, the U.S. and Israel agreed that an American general should oversee the disarmament of Hamas. The discussions come a week after Benjamin Netanyahu rejected the U.S.'s 15-point peace plan. The Israeli prime minister is demanding Hamas's complete disarmament before any Israeli troops withdraw. On Sunday, Kushner traveled to Egypt to meet Khalil al-Haya, the new Hamas leader. On its side, the Palestinian militant group says it's ready to make a deal on the condition Israeli troops withdraw and there's an end to attacks. In Gaza, some residents are hopeful, others despairing.
Every day we hope for something, but in vain. We raise our hopes and they talk about the situation. It is all lies. We do not have faith in these people.
We are calling on Jared Kushner, the international community, and especially the United States to exert all efforts to stop the suffering of this helpless people.
Trump and Netanyahu are increasingly at odds over how and when to implement the Gaza plan, as the Israeli prime minister gears up for a tough election in October. After a brief lull, Israel resumed airstrikes in Gaza and now occupies about 60% of the strip. Their operations there have killed at least 1,200 Palestinians since the ceasefire officially came into effect last October.